Maria Te Kanawa is with us. We're talking netball, but Maria has been involved with a lot of different kaupapa in and around the timber town of Tokoroa. She's with Raukawa Trust that she oversees, but netball's something she's obviously liked for a long, long time, and back in 2020 she was acknowledged by her community in Tokoroa for an ongoing tautoko for the code. Wairiki Māori Netball are hosting the 35th Aotearoa Māori Netball Oranga Healthy Lifestyle National Tournament this weekend, and Maria has kindly joined us to have a kōrero about it. Hey, Maria. Tēnā koe. Ko Dale, tēnā. Hey.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Kei te pai a koe.
Kei te pai. Who should I put my money on to win this weekend, do you think?
Oh, I have to say Wairiki. I have to go with my heart.
Of course you do. This has been a really popular tournament over the years. Tell us about the 35 iteration of our Māori netball. How would you describe the annual gathering, Maria?
It's an important kaupapa Māori, kaupapa hauora, kaupapa wahine. So it's actually our 37th year. But because of COVID, 2 years during COVID, it's only the 35th year we've been able to hold it. But it's been going for 37 years. And it's just an amazing occasion where we bring together all our kohine and our wahine, our whānau. We just get to celebrate hauora and what it is to be Māori with using netball as a vehicle.
It's often held, or is it always held in Rotorua?
Oh, it moves around, so there are 10 waka that are involved, so 10 members to Māori Netball, they're all our waka, and we all take turns hosting. So Wairiki hosted the very first tournament back in, 1988? So the whole kaupapa was kicked off with Wairiki back in 1988, and yeah, it comes around every 10 years, so this is our third time for hosting a tournament.
Tēnā koe. What's your official role this weekend, Maria, besides, you know, a gun wing defence?
Oh, just a netball lover. That's all of us here. But so I'm, for Wairiki Waka, I'm the secretary, and I've been given the task of being event coordinator for this national tournament, of course, working with amazing wahine across the waka to help that happen. And, of course, the AMNOL team. I'm also the AMNOL, which is the National Body Committee. I'm the finance officer for the National Body. But I'm a baby. We've got women in there, have been in there for the whole 37 years. So I'm a newbie. I'm just one of the pepe coming through, putting my hand up to support the kaupapa.
Tēnā koe. Well, somebody's got to be crossing the T's, dotting the I's when it comes to event management and organising all that's involved. It's quite involved, I bet. Yes. How many teams are coming to the tournament this weekend?
Actually, it's quite pleasing. We have a maximum of 50 teams because each waka have the ability to put in 5 teams per waka. This year, though, we've got 43, which is actually quite a good number. If you consider we've got waka coming from Te Waipou Namu, from Te Tairawhiti, from Tai Tukerau. So that's still a great number across under 13s, under 15s, under 17s, under 19s and prems. So really looking forward to it. Amazing netball, exciting, full of flair. So yeah, really looking forward to seeing all those players out on court this weekend.
Well, it's lovely that you touch on the age groups, because it's important that our rangatahi see the joy that that our older netballers can still have, you know, some playing 30s, 40s and beyond. But it's nice that you're able to have that age group mix.
Aye, it is. It does get, you know, in these modern times, it does get difficult in the 19s and premier age groups, because by then they're either studying or working or have whānau. But to still be able to field quite a number of teams in those age groups are really good role modelling for our 13s and 15s and 17s. Also out of the tournament, Dale, I don't know whether you're aware, we select a national secondary school age team which gets to play international games. You know, we have first top class coaches available and they get to play. We're hoping for 2 international tournaments this year. And that's been going for a number of years. And the Māori netball is a genuine pathway into high-performance programs at the national level, at the mainstream level also.
Tēnā koe. We sort of pride ourselves on a bit of a flair, no-look passes, flick balls,
yes,
round the back, over the top.
We love it.
Is that still accurate? I mean, should we think of ourselves as possessing this sort of sporting flair? Does it surface during these Māori netball weekends?
It absolutely does. If I recall the very first one I went to watch, actually I competed in the very first tournament, didn't do any good, but I competed in the very first tournament, then I returned probably 15 years ago, and at that stage I'd attended many mainstream tournaments as an umpire. But it was just completely different, and I loved seeing that flair. It still exists today, but I would say our players are a little bit more disciplined. But it's not trained out of them. That's what I like. It's not trained out of them to just be robotic in the way in which they play. So it's still very much visible. They're able to do that. The top players may not play like that when they join their mainstream teams.
Tēnā koe, do you have a get-together? Logistically, with 43 teams, sometimes you have a kai and, you know, a celebration collectively. Or is all the whakawhanaungatanga, does it happen on court?
Well, we always start our tournament with a pōwhiri. The iwi ngāti kawe will be supporting our waka to, you know, welcome all our visiting waka. So we start with a big pōwhiri to kick the tournament off. We do a big march pass at the start of the tournament, so each waka gets to show off their other creative juices, their waiata, their dancing, etc. Other than that, it's more the whanaungatanga when we get to see each other around the courts. Every major milestone, I think they do it every 10 years, they do look to have an event, an evening event, where everyone comes in and we get to celebrate every 10 years in that way.
Tēnā koe. Just because I know you're the GM at Raukaua Charitable Trust, any interesting kaupapa you're working through with your mahi?
Oh, you caught me off guard. I didn't prepare for that pātai, but there's always exciting kaupapa happening. We're strongly involved along with our other iwi whanaunga, Ngāti Nihinihi Nui, Waikato Tai Nui. We've got our Ōrākau, Battle of Ōrākau commemorations next week as well.
Aye.
So that's 160 years since the Battle of Ōrākau. So we're expecting a couple of thousand of visitors. We've got a lot of guest speakers, some dignitaries coming. We're at the actual site, so we're having that on the 6th of April. So that's a massive logistic undertaking. Really looking forward to it. It's an important, you know, it is important that we remember these moments. So that's a big paper we've got on at the moment. We are, like many other iwi and organisations, because we're a big service provider, keeping a close eye and engaging with whoever we can to understand the impacts of this government's policies. So we're really carefully traversing that landscape to see how we can make sure we're in the best position to make sure we're still able to support our people.
It's really neat talking with you again. Thanks very much, Maria. All the best with the netball, obviously, and let Wairiki shine through, and Tokoroa players in particular, nothing but net. and we'll talk about our other mahi down the track somewhat. Just had a neat kōrero with Kawhia Murahi, actually, about the Ōrākau commemoration next week too. So thanks for touching on that. All the best, and enjoy the whakawhanaungatanga that this annual hui provides. Māori ora kia koe, te tuine.
Tēnā koe.
Ai, hei koe nei rā. 9:21, ko Pāhi Waha, te hōtaka.